Sri Sai Satcharitra, The Wonderful Life and Teachings of Sri Sai Baba. Epilogue. We have done with chapter 51, and now we come to the last chapter, number 52 in the original. In this, Hemant Pant gave his concluding remarks and promised to give an index, giving the contents of all the chapters in verse as is given in Marathi sacred books. But unfortunately, the index was not found in Hemant Pant's papers. It was therefore composed and supplied by an able and worthy devotee of Sai Baba, Mr. B.V. Dev, retired Mamlatar of Thana. As we give in English books an index in the beginning and contents of each chapter at its top, we need not consider the last chapter as index here, and so we consider this chapter as the epilogue. Unfortunately, Hemant Pant did not survive to revise the manuscript of this chapter and make it ready for the press. When it was sent to the press, Mr. Dev found it to be incomplete and unintelligible in certain places, but it had to be published as it was. The main topics dealt therein are briefly given below.
Om Shri Sai.
Greatness of the Sadguru Sai. We prostrate ourselves before and take refuge in that Sai Samrat who besets all animate and inanimate things in the universe, who pervades all creatures equally without any differentiation, to whom all devotees are alike and who knows not honor and dishonor, like or dislike. If we remember him and surrender to him, he fulfills all our wishes and makes us attain the goal of life. This ocean of mundane existence is very hard to cross. Waves of attachment beat high against the bank of bad thoughts and break down trees of fortitude. The breeze of egoism blows with force and makes the ocean rough and agitated. Crocodiles in the form of anger and hatred move there fearlessly. Eddies in the form of the idea, I and mine, and other doubts whirl there incessantly. And innumerable fissures in the form of censures, hate and jealousy play there. Though this ocean is so fierce and terrible, Sadguru Sai is its Agasthi, that is, destroyer. And the devotees of Sai have the least fear of it. Our Sadguru is the boat which will safely take us across this ocean.
Om Shri Sai.
Prayer. Now, we fall before Sai Baba and holding his feet make the following prayer for the public. Let not our mind wander and desire anything except thee. Let this work, Satcharitra, be in every house and let it be studied daily. Let it ward off the calamities of those who studied it regularly with reverence.
Om Shri Sai.
Phalashruti. Reward of study. Now, a few words about the reward you get from this work. After bathing in the sacred Godavari and after taking the darshan of the Samadhi in the Samadhi Mandir at Shirdi, you should read or hear the Satcharitra. If you do this, all your threefold afflictions will vanish. Casually thinking about the stories of Sai, you will get interested in spiritual life. And if you go through it with love and reverence, all your sins will be destroyed. If you wish to get rid of the cycles of births and deaths, read Sai stories and remember him always and get yourself devoted to his feet. If you dive into the sea of Sai's stories and then give them out to others, you will get an ever new flavor of them and save the hearers from further misery. If you go on meditating on Sai's form, it will in course of time lead you into self-realization. It is very hard to know or realize the nature of self, of Brahma. But if you approach to the Sadguru Brahma, that is, Sai's form, your progress will be easy. If the devotee completely surrenders himself to him, he will lose his individual ego and be merged in him and be one with him, as the river becomes one with the sea. If you thus become merged with him in any of the three states, that is, waking, dream and sleep, you get rid of the bond of sansar. If anybody after bathing reads this with love and faith and completes it within a week, his calamities will disappear. Or if he hears or reads it daily and regularly, all his dangers will be warded off. He will get the reward according to his faith and devotion. Without this, there will be no experience of any kind. If you read this with reverence, Sai will be pleased, and by removing your ignorance and poverty will give you knowledge, wealth and prosperity. With concentrated mind, if you read a chapter daily, it will give you unbounded happiness. One who has his own welfare at heart should study it carefully, and then he will ever remember Sai gratefully and joyfully in birth after birth. This work should be read at home, especially on Guru Purnima, that is Ashada full moon day, Gokulashtami, Ram Navami and Dashara, that is Baba's Punyatithi. If you study this one book carefully, all your desires will be satisfied. And if you always remember Sai's feet in your heart, you will easily cross the Bhava, that is worldly illusions, Sagara, Bhava Sagara. By its study, the diseased and sick will get healthy, the poor wealth, the mean and afflicted the prosperity, and the mind will get rid of all futile idea and get steadiness. Dear devoted readers and listeners, we also bow to you all and make you a special request: never forget him whose stories you have read day by day or month by month. The more fervently you read or listen to these stories, the more encouragement Sai gives us to serve you and be of use to you. Both the authors and the readers must cooperate in this work. Help each other and be happy. Om Shri Sai. Prasada Yachana. We close this with the prayer to the Almighty for the following prasada of favor. May the readers and devotees get complete and wholehearted devotion to Sai's feet. May his form be ever fixed in their eyes, and may they see Sai, the Lord, in all beings. Amen. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all. The meaning of Aarti. Om Sri Sai. Om Sai Baba. We wave lights before you, the bestower of happiness, to the Jivas. Give us, your servants and devotees, rest under the dust of your feet. Burning, that is destroying desires, you remain absorbed in yourself and show the Lord, that is the God, to the aspirants. As one feels intently for you, you give him experiences or realizations accordingly. Oh, kind-hearted, your power is such. Meditation on your name removes our fear of the sansar. Your method of word is really unfathomable. As you always help the poor and the helpless, in this Kali age, you, the all-pervasive Datta, have incarnated as Saguna Brahma. Ward off the fear of sansar of the devotees who come to you every Thursday so as to enable them to see the feet of the Lord. O God of Gods, I pray that let my treasure be the service of your feet. Feed Madhav, that is the composer of this Aarti, with happiness, as the cloud feeds the Chatak birds with pure water, and thus keep up your word. Amen. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.